Mix 94.1, Gabe here, joined in the studio right now by Jim. You are the executive director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Marathon. That is a lot of words to string together there. Have you ever thought maybe you just come up with an abbreviation?
I do like acronyms, but we're tacking on more and more each day, so I might as well just keep it as verbose as I possibly can.
At a certain point, you just own it, and you've got to, you know, get as much as you can in. But Jim, you are joining me today so we can together make a very, very big, huge announcement. Of course, the Pro Football Hall of Fame Marathon weekend events are this month. We're less than a month away now that we're in April. That goes down April 27th and 28th. Of course, the 28th being the big Pro Football Hall of Fame Marathon day. And we are here to announce the launch that day of Race Radio.
Yeah, we are really excited to bring what we call Race Day Radio, which is going to be powered by Farmers National Bank. It's, I think, a little bit of a revolutionary concept where we are going to take over the airwaves from 6 a.m. until noon on Marathon Sunday, broadcasting everything from what the latest traffic updates are, interviewing runners along the course, neighborhoods, music playing throughout the course, courtesy of Mix 94.1, broadcasting live from the stadium. So it's going to be a really cool event.
And I think the big thing to point out, this is not just, you know, people running and you're hearing people running. I mean, this is interviewing, you know, organizers and people who are involved with the race and people who live on the race course. This isn't just, you know, oh, someone's running and there it is. I mean, this is really, as you said, a very unique experience.
Well, we're hoping that it's going to be two things. One, an interactive experience. So as the runner is out on the course, they'll hear status updates such as the first female has crossed the finish line in the half marathon, while maybe a marathoner is out at mile 18. So it's information out to the runners. But more importantly, we want to create a soundtrack all along our race course. And so we're encouraging the neighbors to tune into Mix 94.1 that morning, turn on the radio, open up your garage, put your car in the driveway, blast the radio so that the runners have this continuous line of soundtrack and music and information that basically will take them from the starting line to the finish line 26.2 miles later.
That's a long distance. I know you marathon runners, it's probably long for you too. But it is might as well be on the moon for me. So very excited for Race Day Radio, supporting the Pro Football Hall of Fame Marathon, which, of course, itself is powered by Altman Alt Care. And our Race Day Radio will be powered by Farmers Bank. So very happy to have all of our partners helping us out with that.
Yeah, we're really excited to partner with Mix 94.1. And it's going to be a great day. If anyone would like to learn more about Race Day Radio, check out our website, hofmarathon.com, and take a look at both Mix 94.1's Facebook page and our Facebook page and learn a little bit more about what's happening. But it's going to be a great, great event.
Really looking forward to it. Jim, thank you so much for joining. Jim, the executive director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Marathon. Looking forward to seeing you Marathon Weekend.
We'll see you there.